Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're learning Masechtas Tainis after Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Seder of the Taniyos that were done. That they bring the Teva or Chayv Shalir and they put Sak on top of the Teva. I mean, a Sak Efer Makla on top of the Teva and the Reish Nasi, Reish HaBezdin, and the Zakin says the Vikavushin, Vichuli, and they have a Seder Tvila with Chav Dalet Brachais. And the Gemara here on Tes Vav Midei says that the Mitzinus of Tevel or Chayv Shalir was only done on the Sheva Achrenes. The seven Achrenes, which not only did they increase the intensity of the Tainus, making it a 24-hour Tainus, Echel V'Sheisa Beidayim, and a Tainus with the Issa Malacha, and the Issa of all the Inuyim. But that they already did in the Gimel Amtsayis. But here, they made it more intense. They were Masriyin, V'Nayel Mesachaniyais. Also, they were Mitzinus at Tevel. We had that Gemara earlier on Yadal and Amin Aleph. Like the Gemara says here, the Mitzinus at Tevel is another additional stringency for the Zayin Achrenes. The Gemara there discusses the Chav Dalet Brachais. Was that only by the Zayin Achrenes? The Gemara, the Rambam's Maskana, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, Simitovkai, Tovkofai, and Tess, even the Chav Dalet Brachais was only by the Zayin Achrenes. So this tremendous tefillah that was done, the Misha Ana, the Efer Makla, the whole works, the Divrei Kavushin, these are specifically for the Zayin Achrenes. That's how they brought the Rambam and the Torah. There is a Machlokes Rishonim. What about other tzareis? See, other tzareis, you don't have a Seder, like we'll see, a first three lechta ones, and then three middle ones, and then seven hard ones. You go to the Masriyin right away. We'll see that a little bit in the third parak. Is there a din of Metzinas Atevel or Chayv Shalir and the Chav Dalet Brachais? Is there a din by other tzaris? So is that dafka by Gershamin? The Ran brings the Gemara. The Gemara later brings Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that says that you don't do Zechronis and Shefres. The Gemara's Lashon on the very top of Yitzayin and Aleph is Einayim Zechronis and Shefres Elabrash Shan of Yehavis Ubishas Molchama. So Rabbi Yehuda does have a Zechronis or Shefres that he says Vishas Molchama. So the Ran says, Yesh Shalomdu Mizeh, the Haini Chav Dalet Brachas, Leot Tzaris Gisham Bavan Niskanu. I'll call it Tzaris. The Haini Aminim Hachu Bishas Molchama. That, you see, there's a din of Shefres and Zechronis Bishas Molchama. So that sounds like the Chav Dalet Brachas was said even Bishas Molchama, Hudin Lashar Tzaris. And he discusses it, but that's how he names on. He says, V'chein Nire Iker, that on all the tzaris, the Duke say them Shaseinu. And that's really what the Torah says. He says, V'chol Yayim V'yayim Yizayin Taniyas Achorinus, Aishar Taniyas Shemesriyim Behem. Very mafurish that this entire Seder that he's married so much to discuss the entire Seder is by the Zayin Achorinus by Geshamim, and by other tzaris, V'yayim Asriyim Yad. But the Achorinim, the Beis Yosef, at the end of Tavkofayin Tess, and Lacha Mishnah, Maisri Keich, and the Rambam, I'm a dying the Rambam that's specifically for Geshamim. His lashon is Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim Mizayin Atayinis Achrenish Shel Matar Mispalim Al Seid Zeh. He could have easily said Shel Matar I Shel Shad Tzaris Zayin Achrenish Shel Matar, right? Like the Torah says, he doesn't. He says Zayin Achrenish Shel Matar. It sounds like that's B'Dafka, not Shad Tzaris. And if that Deek is correct, like the Achrenim say, who within the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Aleph says that all the days of the Zayin Achrenes Shel Geshamim, it's mashma that the Shulchan Aruch's psak is it wasn't done by Shai Tzoris. Now one Shatavish thing a little bit, it says in Nasi, towards the end of Tezvav Mabez, Nasi Vavezdin, why do we say, Kalecha Vecha Neitel V'Neisim Bereshai, in the Nasi Vavezdin says, Neisim Bereshai, it's mashma other people do it, and by everyone it says that they themselves do it, and the Gemara says, the reason why the Nasin Avezdin do not put on the ashes themselves, someone else does it for them, is because there's a difference if you're embarrassed by yourself or you're embarrassed from someone else. So Rashi explains, because there's more Agmas Nefesh. So the question then still is, why are we interested in giving more Agmas Nefesh to the Nasin Avezdin, but not to everyone else? If it's appropriate to feel the agmas nefesh and the bezayin of someone else putting it on you, because you want more, that will make more of a tshuva, that will make more of a kapara, so why dafka the nasi na vezdin? So Rashi's lashon is mishum chashivusim he misbayishim me'achayim. Avol shai b'nam d'loy chashivi loy misbayishim b'nesinis achayim v'sagil b'nesinis atzma. The simple reading of the Rashi is that the Nasi and the Abezin, since they're very chashiv, so they're going to get embarrassed when people put it on their heads. So Mela, it makes sense to have someone else do it. We want them to be more embarrassed. That will be the tshuva, that will be the kapara. Now Shengen, someone else which is not so chashiv, he's not going to be embarrassed by someone else putting it on. And that's why it's okay if he puts it on himself. That's a simple reading of the Rashi. The Marsha is bothered. It doesn't sound logical. Okay. The more chashiv are, the more embarrassed you are, but there still should be an additional embarrassment even by everyone if someone else puts them on. Why is Rashi saying, Avashai b'nam d'loi chashivi, loi misbayish b'nesinus achayim? L'chayim they are. Kafi, what then is bayish b'nesinus atzmai? They'll be more nisbayish b'nesinus achayim. So the Karnir Aim says, that's not what Rashi means. It's harder to read Rashi like the Karnir Aim, which is more logical. The Karnir Aim says, other people, they're not chashiv, so they don't have to have that extra bezayin. The Nasi and Abezin, since they're very chashiv, so we want them to have an extra bezayin. Like the Gemara said before, Atan chashvisi lemevi lemniboyin lenrachmi akuli alma. Since they're chashiv, we need them to feel the bezayin more. That will bring the Yeshua. That will be the tshuva, the tefillah that we need. Other people not so chashiv, so it's okay if they just have a smaller bezayin of putting it on themselves and not a larger bezayin of someone else putting on them. Loim is vayishim v'nesiyah z'chayim means they don't need the bezayin v'nesiyah z'chayim. The Marsha says that the Ran learns the opposite. The Marsha says, you look in the Ran, he says, by nisbayish v'achayim is less busha than nisbayish v'atzmai. So therefore, fakir, the Nasi HaBezim, they're very chashiv, we don't want them to have so much busha. So we give them the less embarrassing option of someone else doing it. And by other people, we don't care so much. They get the more embarrassing option of doing it on their own. Now the Lashon of the Ran does sound the way in the beginning. It says, there's less agmas nefesh. And since they're chashiv, they're going to be more embarrassed. He says the end doesn't stim that well. He should have said, avashar bnei adam d'lei chashivi, tzarech nesinus atzman, not sagilu b'nesinus atzman, it's enough nesinus atzman. The shita mekubetzitz ksavyan on the Ran is magia in the Ran, instead of saying dik agmas nefesh purta, to say agmas nefesh tvein. Then he basically is saying word for word Rashi, which is the derech of the Ran, except if he wants to say a different pshat. But it would make sense from the end of the Ran that he's trying to say word for word Rashi, and you'd have to be gerus the agmas nefesh tvein. And let's go vaita. The Gemara discusses putting the Efer Makla, the Mishnah says, on the Teva. The Gemara says, why did they put it on the Teva? Because of Imay Nechi B'Tzar, because of B'chol Tzurasim Leitzar. And then the Gemara brings the name of Reb Zeirim, that when I was younger, when I would see the Rabbanim put Efer Makla on the Teva, my whole body would tremble. That's the Gemara. Now the Rambam says an interesting thing. Rambam Luchas Tainesberg, Dal Alacha Aleph says, V'noisen Efer Makla Gabe Teva, V'al Gabe HaSeif V'Teira. Sounds like there's two places you put it. You put it on top of the Aron Kodesh, on top of the Teva, and also on top of the Sefer Torah. And that is also the Lashon of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tavka Fayin Tes, that you put Efer Makla al Gabe HaTeva, v'al Gabe HaSefer Torah. Now the Kesem Mishnah on the Rambam says, v'ein yedei minayin leila rabbeinu, sh'noisen Efer Makla al Gabe HaSefer Torah. I don't know, where did he get to put on Sefer Torah? You look in the Gemara, it says he put it on the Teva. The Rambam says, al HaTeva v'al HaSefer Torah. Where did he get it from? So the Mepharshim discuss it. The Mashal, the Meisur Keach says, well, first of all, the Gemara says it's ima inechi b'tzara, mechal tzurasim loy tzara. That wouldn't fit on the Teva. The Teva, you wouldn't see the ima inechi b'tzara on the Teva. On the Sefer Torah, there you see ima inechi b'tzara. There you see mechal tzurasim loy tzara. What's the Reb Zeir? It's mezazeya kula gufa. That's because it was on the Sefer Torah. He wouldn't have been mezazeya kula gufa on the Teva. Kevin Samishna also says it. Doesn't sound terribly mukhrich, but that's what they say. He also bring the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says a lashon that the reason why he put the Efer Makla on the Teva is kli chemda ha'isalanu v'nizbazav avayne seinu. We had a precious keli and it was nizbazav avayne seinu. Now l'chaya, the Teva is not the kli chemda. Teva is important. It's not the kli chemda. The Teva is the kli chemda. Chavivin yisrael shenaslam kli chemda. And then they bring the girsa of the Rif and the Rush. The Rif and the Rush have in the Gemara, v'lam v'naisen eifem makla al-gabe ha-teira. Al-gabe ha-seif ha-teira. So if that's so, the Gemara clearly says he put the eifem makla on the teira, and that could have been the girsa of the Rambam. Now what's interesting is like this. The Rif on the Mishnah says naisen eifem makla al-gabe ha-teira. That's what the Rif says in the Mishnah. The Rif and the Rosh, and on the Gemara also, starts off that you put the eifem makla al-gabe ha-teira. When it gets to the point of the Gemara, Lam and Naisen Eifa Makla, there it says, Lam and Naisen Eifa Makla al Gabe a Seifa Torah. And like the Meiser Kech and the Mekavis and Mishnah, others say, the answer would only be an answer for Seifa Torah, it wouldn't be an answer for Teva. So I thought that that's where you get two dinim. It's not the pshat that there's one Girsa of Torah, one Girsa of Teva. No. The Mishnah, the Girsa is Teva. There is no other Girsa in the Mishnah. Teva, period. No one has any gerus in the Mishnah of Sefer Torah. The gerus of the Rif and the Rosh of Sefer Torah only in one place, where the Gemara asks the question, Lama Naisen Efer Makla, instead of Al Gemara's question, Lama Naisen Efer Makla Agabe Ateva, their gerus was Lama Naisen Efer Makla Agabe Sefer Torah. So I thought, if that's true, then just like the Gemara has other questions about the Minhagim that they did, which the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't cite any source for, Lamashal. Lama miskasim b'sakim. It says anywhere they were miskasim b'sakim? Doesn't say anywhere. In the Yishalmi it says, I'm saying, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah. Right? Lama yaitzin l'mesek varis. It says anywhere they were yaitzin l'mesek varis? Doesn't say anywhere. So what's the Gemara asking why? Teretz is, the Gemara knew what they do. The Gemara knew the minhagim. So the Gemara knew that there was a minik to miskasim b'sak. There was a minik to be yaitzin l'mesek varis. So the question is on the minik. So this Gemara is not asking a question why they put the Eifa Makla on the Teva. That the Gemara knew. The Gemara wanted to know why they put it on the Sefer Torah. That doesn't sound respectful. And that the answer is, B'chol Tzorot Tzoloi Tzor. Iman Eichi V'Tzara. Yabzeru is Mizei Kol Gufay. But that was on an extra thing that was done, not like the Mishnah. That's what I thought, but then I found Mamish, I was Mechavin Richtig. The Birkei Yosef and Simon Tavkufayin Tez brings the Chedushi to Midei Rashbik Savyad. They write this Lashon. Lama miskasim b'sakin, zelim etzina li b'mishna li b'raisa shem miskasim b'sakin, avidua yetzlam shein neigan kein, vazeh yeshayel l'fi min hagam. So first he's talking about sakin. He says, there's no mishna or b'raisa that they were miskasim b'sakin, they just knew they did that. So male, they asked about the minik. V'chein madashal lama nesan efer al sefer Torah, minik ha yetzlam v'lay metzinu zeh b'mishna. Mamish mefurish this nekuda. First of all, that putting it on the Sefer Torah was a minig etzlam and it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Teva. And second, that's what the Gemara's Kasha was. The Mishnah we know, the Gemara's Kasha on the Sefer Torah. Graal de Gazach. See, Svasemis brings a more clear Makari to the Rambam from the Yerushalmi. We mentioned the Yerushalmi about the Klichemda, that the Klichemda would say on the Torah. But he says, the Yerushalmi says like this. It says, Yetzei chasim michedje v'kala michupasa. It says by Yael, v'kachu tzayim kiru atzara. It says Yetzir Chasim Mechedje V'Kalam Mechupasa by the fast they had, and the Yerushalmi Darsh is the Chasim is the Teva and the Kalam is the Sefer Torah. Doesn't say clearly about ashes, but it says clearly about a Sefer Torah going out. But I saw an interesting thing in the Ein Yankov. There's a pirush of Iyun Yankov on the Ein Yankov. It's written by the Shvus Yankov, Chashav Paisik, Chak Yankov also. And he wrote that he thinks that this what it says the Rambam, and I guess the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, that you put it on the Teva of Al-Gabe Sefer Torah, it doesn't mean to put it on the Sefer Torah. It means you put it on the Teva which has a Sefer Torah inside. So that's like you put it on the Sefer Torah. You know, also the Shishanim L'David, I saw, says it on the Mishnayis. It's also in the Pirish Rashi Al-Arif, wherever they got that Pirish from, the Girsus Arif, Laman Naisnin Eifer Makla Ala Sefer Torah, the Pirish Rashi on the Rif is, Ala Teva Shas Sefer Torah Menaches Ba. Mamish Mefurish that the Efer on the Sefer Torah means on the Teva with the Sefer Torah. So they didn't take out the Torah from the Teva to put Efer on it. They put it on the Teva which has a Sefer Torah. That means they put it on the Sefer Torah. So really, the same Dikdukim, the Yerushalmi, the Gemara, Iman Eichi B'Tzara, it's all putting it on it. But it wasn't that they went and put an extra ashes on the Sefer Torah besides what was on the Teva. It was called putting it on the Sefer Torah when they put it on the Teva. But if this Rashi al-Arif, if it's coming from Rashi or from the Daily Rishonim, so I think it's a machlekes, the Pirish Rashi al-Arif and the Talmud Rashba. The Talmud Rashba says there is no Mishnah that says that you put it on the Sefer Torah. L'chari he means you put it on the Sefer Torah itself. The Pirish Rashi al-Arif that says when the Gemara discusses putting ashes on the Sefer Torah, And who are they? When the Rambam says that you put ashes on the Teva and on the Sefer Torah, it doesn't mean to put it separately on the Sefer Torah. It means to put it on the Teva with the Sefer Torah inside. That's like this Girsa Rashi and the Rif. That's like the Iyun Yaakov and the Shoshana Ladavid, that they didn't put it separately on the Sefer Torah. And the Rambam got it right. Nice and Eifel Makal Gabe Teva Gabe Sefer Torah Del Hangdalas Habechia Ulachnia Liba. He says the reason why is to make the crying more and to make people feel very subdued. Lachnia libam. The Gaon says, what's the Rambam's Makarta? The Gemara says, the reason why is the Melech Yibitzar. The Rambam's Makarta is Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir says he's Mezeir Kol Gufay. He means to say that's why they did it. And that's what Sfas Emes Sosa says. Now about the Eifer, the Gemara says, Lom and Nais and Eifer Bereish Kalechav Echad Pligibar Ablevi Barcham Reb Chanina. Why did they put Eifer on each person? If we're cheshuvin lefenecha ke'efer, right? It's the gnai. We're like dust, we're like ashes. And the other one says, to remember the Eifer shel Yitzchak, ikimenayu, offer stam. If you hold it's cheshuvin lefenecha ke'efer, so offer also would be good enough. If you hold it's Eifer shel Yitzchak, you need dafke Eifer. So like a Mishnah on the Rambam, ask a Kasha and Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah, On the Rashi, Eifer Makla, Rashi says, Eifer Mamish Loi Offer. Eifer Stam Hu Offer. Kshem She Eifer Kari Offer. Kshem Afer Shevis Kaskin Offer Kari Eifer Stam. If we just say Eifer, that would mean dust also. Ashes and dust are interchangeable. Eifer Makla means Eifer Srefa. So if it would just say Eifer Stam, Rashi says, it would Mashma Offer. Now that it says Eifer Makla, it's Gnai Yesim may offer Stam. So, the Lachamishna asks the obvious question. If you're explaining why you need Dafka Eifer Makla, which that you're calling Eifer, as opposed to Eifer Stam, which would include Afer, the Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says, Liska Akedesh Yitzchak. Why did Rashi say it's Gnai Yeser, Me Eifer Stam? Chayre Pella. So he says two terutz. The first terutz is that there's two things here. There's the Eifer that's put on the Teva, and on the Reish HaVezdin and the Reish Nasi, and that's for sure Al Zganai. That's for sure it's Keshuvim Lefnecha Keper. That is not because of a Kedus Yitzchak, Kumtais. The Shah says, well, why do everyone else put Eifer on? One man, the Amma says, also Gnai. We want everyone to feel it. The other one says, no. For the Gnai, that's good enough to have it on the Teva, on the HaVezdin and Nasi, that's good enough for the Gnai. Why is everyone else doing it? Everyone else is doing it because of a Kedus Yitzchak. That's one man, the Amma. And the second man, the Amma holds, that's Mishum Gnai. So I think it means like this. In the first teretz, we want a big Gnai for the Teva, the Avezdin, and the Nasi. That's why we're going to put Eifer Makla specifically. It's a big Gnai. But then, on everyone else, if it's out Akedus Yitzchak, so then you need Eifer Makla, it's Akedus Yitzchak. If it's out Chashul and Eifer, so for everyone else, offer alone is good enough. That's how I'm learning the first teretz of the Lechem Mishnah. Then the Lechem Mishnah says another teretz, Laila not being mechal between the two, but Rashi is explaining why the Mishnah said Eifer Makla, if you don't live a Kedus Yitzchak. That's what Rashi is explaining. Why he says Eifer Makla, if you don't live a Kedus Yitzchak, because of the Gnai Yosef. So the Karenera and the Mishnah and the Rishash add a knetch to this. They say that you're going to have to say Lefiz there, when the Gemara says Ikim Menai offers Stam, it doesn't mean Lechachila, because the Mishnah said Eifer Makla. And if you don't live a Kedus Yitzchak, why did the Mishnah say Eifer Makla? Like Rashi says, it's more of a Gnai. The Shaila was, if you don't have Eifer Makla, should you substitute, are you allowed to substitute b'dieved Eifer Makla for Afer? If the time is not Gnai, so yes, even though the Mishnah said Eifer Makla, that's Lechatchila. But if you don't have Eifer Makla, that's not practical, so Afer also will be good enough. But if the time of Eifer is because of Kedus Yitzchak, so no point in putting Afer. See, I think the Ikir B'nayim means that. I think the older, the first Ikir B'nayim also means that. The Gemara says, why they go to Rechayiv? One teretz is, Zagnu b'tzinev lo'in aneisu nivaz atzmeinu b'fahesya. We already screamed privately and we weren't answered. Now we're going to embarrass ourselves by screaming publicly. And the other one says, Galinu, we went into Golos, we left the shuls, Galoseinu mechaper esleinu, Agolos should be mechaper. My benayim, Ikir B'nayim, they knishta, they knishta. You don't have Fahesya, but you do have Golos. Well, the Maisa, the Mishnah says Rechayiv. Teretz is, the Shaila is, what's the point of Rechayiv? If the point of the Rechayiv is the Fahesya, so there's no point of going to another Beis HaKnesses. That's a pshat in the Gemara. And in case you can't, if the Rechayiv is unavailable, if the Rechayiv is not practical, it's impossible to do a Rechayiv, so stay in your Beis HaKnesses. But if the point is Golos, so even though the Chetchila Dig a Golos is the Vada the Rechayiv, But in the end, it's also good enough to go and make nishnas, make nishnas. So the same thing here is what I would say. If Eifa Makla was Altsakei this Yitzchak, there's no point to substituting Ofer. If Eifa Makla was the point of Gnai, even though Eifa Makla is more Gnai, like Achille, you do Eifa Makla. But in the end, you could use Ofer Stam. And my guess is like this. So Lefiza, I want to put together a little bit the two Turitzim Lecha Mishnah. That if you don't have Eifa Makla, that's for sure you're going to use Ofer on the Reish Avez and the Reish Nasi and the table. Because that zicha is out of Bezayin. But on Kol Echad Ve'echad, the Tam of Bezayin, so then you'll use Ofer. The Tam of the Kedis Tzitzik means that there's no Din Bezayin on Reish Kol Echad Ve'echad, and then you won't use Ofer. Grand Tesis says the Eifa Makla has to be from the bones of people. Mudna Tesis. It's your Santa Tesis. I say Eifa from the Etzim Adam. I saw the Karadari says he didn't find anyone says this, and the Rambam doesn't say it. And he says, it's shver, are you going to burn bones of people in order to use the Eifer? L'chair, it's better to burn bones of a ram, I guess. That would also be the Eilish Yitzchak. The Ayman Sos is Matmian Tesis. He says that when you burn wood, that's what burnt on the Mizbeach. It says they put wood on the thing. Actually, it didn't burn bones of people on the thing. So the wood is a Zech of Agedis Yitzchak. As I tied it, that the Karadari asked him, like Shikul Batarius Kushim, and he says, Leimatzel Eichaver, the Yavitz asked him more Batarius Tzmiya, that he can't understand how you would go and burn bones of people and use them to put on your head for davening. Now, the Gemara that discusses going to the Beis HaKvaris, it says, Lami Eitz the Beis HaKvaris, Pligi Bar Ablevi, Bar Chama Rab Chanina, Chana Mereina Chashuv Necha Kameisim, we're like dead people. The Chana Magdeshi Avakshu, Aleinu Mesim Rachamim, you want even the dead people to join and ask tefillah for us. Now I saw in the Sefer Til Yaina, I think he has a point, that if he sees the Machlekes Rishenim, what does it mean, Areinu Cheshuv Lefnecha Kameisim? What's the message that we're like dead people? The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, Perek Dalet Ches, says, Achash HaMispalim Yetzim Kolam the Basic Verse, Ubrechim Mischanim Sham, go out to the cemetery, they cry and they plead there, you'll be dead if you don't do tshuva. You'll be like these dead people. So the Hareinu Cheshuv Lefnecha Kameisim is a form of Viserus L'tshuva. It's a form of Musr. See those dead people? You don't behave yourself, you're going to be like them. Well, you're saying that. I recognize that if I don't do it, if I don't do tshuva, I'm going to end up like that. The Ritva also says that way. He says, The Torah seems to be saying a different shot. The Torah is saying, the going out to the Beis HaKvaris is a form of tefillah. He's saying, you realize, look how bad, look what an Ishmael Matzev we are. Look what's going to happen if you don't have Rechmanis to us, we're going to end up like these Mason. Shaz, is it a message to us? If we don't do tshuva, we're going to end up like Mason? Or is it a message to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you don't have Rechmanis, we're going to end up like Mason. Yeah, Chai Richtig. Now the Yidva says the following. I'll tell you the Lashon. V'davah Pashit Hu, She'ein Yitziyasun Lebeis HaKvaris L'Spal Shah. It's a double Pashit, they're not going out to the cemetery to daven there. She'asul l'spal b'beis akvaris v'shem lo'ig l'rush. You're not allowed to daven a beis akvaris. It's lo'ig l'rush. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs, with tzitzis, whatever it is, in front of a kever, because now the mace feels like you're making fun of him that he can't do mitzvahs anymore. V'kol shkein she'asul b'kivrei gayim. And certainly usher in the gayish cemetery. Now he doesn't tell you why it's usher in the kivrei gayim. He's just assuming that. Maybe he means it looks like Darius HaLemesim. Or maybe he means like the gayish cemetery is a makam tumah, makam klipis, that a very inappropriate place for davening. But that's what he says. The daven in the Yiddish cemetery is like L'Rush. The daven in the Goyish cemetery, Kol Shekhen it's Aser. U'b'r'chayv with the Mispalim. And they daven in the R'chayv. K'd'issa b'megillah perik b'nei ir. I guess Agamar is not so mafurish they daven in the R'chayv. Agamar, maybe they daven in the Beis HaKvaris. But the Mar Megillah says that the R'chayv v'shalim has some kedusha because they daven in the B'taniyas u'amadah. So mafurish, they daven in the R'chayv. So why did they go to the Beis HaKvaris? Alachnia libam shem chshuvim kemesim, like we quoted before, ay kadei shivakshu mesim aleim rachamim, like the other time of the Gemara, hayetzim sham acher shesbalu. After they daven, that's when they went out to the Beis HaKvaris to make this following symbolism. The Ran says also the same type of thing. He says, haynu, sheinayigim acher shesbalim, sheyetzim kolam the Beis HaKvaris, ubeichin umasuyim sham, they cry out there, they cry and they scream there. But they don't bring the teva and the sefer Torah to base Christ and daven. They have a kol shekem mekivrei Akum, the kakos of Rambam Zal Perek Dalos Tainis. Shalai kaminig mixes mekayim ishim etzinas a teva the base Christ and mespalim shem. Not like the minig of certain places. He already alludes to the fact that there were people that did that. That would bring the teva to the base Christ and daven there on Tanias. And the base Yosef brings this in Siman Tov Kafayin Tes. So I think the teich that he says the inalad daven there. I think the Ridvan Duran is saying the same thing. And they both mean that you can't have the official tefillah to be there. You can't get the shliach tzibur with the 24 brachas, with the actual tefillah satayinus, with the shemayna esrei, or the chav dalad brachas, that can't be in the basic verse. But the lashon of the Rambam is, hayubaychem u'mischanin in sham. The Ritva also says a lashon, not the Ritva, the Ran says a lashon also, baychem u'masriim sham. The Rambam's lashon is, baychem u'mischanin sham. So there was private prayers that were going on. Azay menach. I mean, you see that the minhag ha'olam is to daven by kvarim. The Ritva's lashon is she'asu l'sval b'beis ha'kvaris. Now the Ran's lashon is avaloi she'itziu as a teva v'sefer Torah l'beis ha'kvaris v'yispal l'usham. But I don't think he's coming. I think shneim l'davar echad kivnu. I don't think he's coming to tell you that you're not allowed to bring a sefer Torah into the beis ha'kvaris. That's not his point. His point is that the ceremony, the tefillah satinus that was done with the Tev and the Sefer Torah was not done in the Beis HaKvaris, it was done Rechai V'Shalir. And the Kpeda was, this is not a place to have a Tefillah Kavua. See, if you look Shitkes, the Ritva says, Asul Sval Beis HaKvaris. He'll say, and I'll have in there, period. And the Ran, he doesn't say, Asul Sval Beis HaKvaris. He says, Avaloi Shi Yitziu is a Tev V'Sefer Torah L'Beis HaKvaris V'Sval L'Usham. V'Kol Shkem V'Kiv Re'akum. So he says, you can't bring a Tev and Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKvaris and have in there. I don't think either of them mean that. I don't think the Ritva means an Allah to daven there, and I don't think the Ran is saying an Allah to bring the Sefer Torah and the Teva to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. I think they mean to say is the Tefillah Satinus with the Shleif Tzibah, with the Rekavushim, with the Chav Dal Brachis, with the Teva, with the Sefer Torah, all that was not done in the Beis HaKvaris, because you don't daven a Tefillah Kavu in the Beis HaKvaris. Could you bring a Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKvaris? You're not discussing it. Could you stam daven your own tefillah in the Beis HaKvaris? I think it's mafurish, yeah, because the Rambam's lashon is u'baychen u'mischanin sham, and the Ran's lashon is baychen u'masriin sham. I don't think the Ritva is arguing on that. And I'm saying this partially because there's a tshuvas neid de Behuda, which Gdolei Achreinim were bothered with. The Rabbanim, the Bezin of Kal Kaddish Trich, wrote him a letter that they're having a machlekes among them. It's an Eis Tzara, and some of them say the Zayar says, bring a Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. So they wanted to do that. They wanted to bring a Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. There were some Rabbanim that held that way. Other Rabbanim said, there's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Ches that says, you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKvaris. It's Lo Yig L'Rosh. So he had the problem. Some wanted to bring a Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKvaris and daven the Beis HaKvaris because of the Zayah. And some didn't held the Nalanu because it's Lo Yig L'Rosh. So the Neid Yehuda said, about your Gemara and Brachas, that is not talking about just bringing a Sefer Torah in. That's talking about reading from a Sefer Torah. Reading from a Sefer Torah is Lo'ig L'Rosh. Going into a basic way Sefer Torah is not Lo'ig L'Rosh. So the Gemara and Brachas is not a problem. But about the Zayar, after the Nadu saying, I don't know Zayar, and the Yosef Ben Stars, but Lamaisa, about the Zayar, he said the Zayar has a big peda that Sefer Torah got to be kasha v'tachlos akashas. If there's one letter wrong in that Sefer Torah, it's going to cause a big sakana. So the Zayah fakert. The Zayah is telling you, for our Sefer Torah, who knows if the Sefer Torah is kasha, v'taklas, akashas? We don't know. As far as the Zayah is concerned, if anything, I think the Zayah is saying, don't go with the Sefer Torah. And the Birkei Yosef passes that way, and the Shari Ephraim passes that way, that it's not a good idea, Alfi the Zayah, to go to it with the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. The Zayah only meant to do it when you have a Sefer Torah, which is Kasha B'Tachlos HaKashas. So there were Gdolei Achreinim that asked the Kasha on the Zayah de Behuda. It's a Mefurash Ran. There's a Ran right here, and the Beis Yosef brings the Ran that says that you're not allowed to bring the Tev and the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. How can they discuss this question without quoting a relevant Ran and a Beis Yosef that brings the Ran on this issue? They must have forgotten it. But I want to be Melitz, the Tzadonai Jew, I don't think he forgot the Ran and the Rabbanim and Trich, has no Shaychus. The Ran is not discussing, is it proper to stam bring a Sefer Torah to Beis HaKvaris? going to a Beis HaKvaris at Daven is Maisel Mechal Yahim. Even though the Ritva says you can't do it's like the Rush, I guess you have to be more than Dal Namas away from the Kever, whatever it is. But it's Maisel Mechal Yahim. When there's a Tzari, you go to the Kever Tzadikim and Daven there. If the Ritva holds you're not allowed to, then I guess we don't bask him like him. And the Ran's not saying that there's an Issur. Yeah, you could Daven there, but don't bring the Sefer Torah. That's not the point. The ik of the Ran is saying is that we can't have the Tefillah Kavua there. And that's why I'm putting the Ran together with the Ritva. That as though you might learn this Gemara, that you mitzin is a table or chayv v'shalir, but where do you daven? You daven the Beis HaKvaris. Zak the Ran, no. The Rambam's mefurish. The davening is for chayv v'shalir. After you finish davening, then you go to the Beis HaKvaris. But they're talking about the Tefillah Kavua, so that's why he says that you don't bring the Sefer Torah and the Tevah to the Beis HaKvaris at Davin, he means that's not where we're handling this Tefillah Satayinus. And Avadin had viewed an end on that way for a Pashtus, and that's why he didn't bring it B'chlal into the discussion.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.